Brenda, what do you think of this future?
So am I going into catatonic state at the age I am right now?
Well, no.
No,
I
know.
If you were in that catatonic state, would you rather have the cord pulled on you?
No, I'm
not. Or would you rather be put into cryogenic stasis?
My question, am I this age right now?
Oh, I think because I haven't thought that far, yes.
I guess since I'm so stubborn and always believe that there's something better than what's happening right now, I suppose I would try to go and wake up 200.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. If I'm this age, I'm still pretty.
All right. Wesley P?
I would be fascinated to see what life would be like 200 years in the future. So I might choose that. I think I would probably choose that. The only downside of it is that I'd be so sad to know that nobody I knew before was around anymore.
Yeah.
That's a downside.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Very good. I'd put myself in the hell, why not? Revive me. Some 200 years later. All right.
Did you answer that one?
Peter needs to answer.
Well, assuming that they've cured whatever disease put me into this vegetative state in the first place, Toppy, in the intervening 200 years.
Yeah.
Yes, then if I could come out healthy, then sure, why not? And if I don't like it, I could just kill myself here.
Oh, for heaven's sake!
Well, that's all of us then. So in 200 years, we can revive this podcast again.
There you go.
We'll see you in 200 years, folks.
Big Fatty will just have finished, right?
God, who knows what would be hating on them.
Hey, I could get fired in a whole new...
A whole nother dimension. Brenda gets fired.
It's a good thing she's stockpiling now.
They're going to bring out a transcript from the...
Oh, God.
My permanent record will not...
Oh,
my God. Who have I not asked a core question?
It's not just ruined... It's me, Big Fatty, online.
And if I don't like it, I could just kill myself.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2140 of the BFO for Monday the 18th of April 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend. Yes, Big Freddy! Hello, Impendas. Big Freddy, it's impending. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, as I record this, it is the arrival of that Daniel Biba and old Crooked Hat Adam Burns here at the Fat Villa. Y'all, it's impending. Yes, Big Freddy, it's almost like a cloak of darkness getting ready to come and shroud the villa. It's true. And it's both exciting and Big Fatty, and it's made you gassy. Well, everything. But yes, Big Fatty, you're right. Everything does make you gassy. Yeah, I see y'all gonna tell you about the weekend. After I recorded on that Thursday night, y'all, I'm telling you, I don't know what it is, but y'all, I have just gotten in the routine of going to bed earlier and earlier. Big Fatty, it's almost as if you're becoming a sloth. It's true, and y'all. Thursday night, I crawled in the bed at 8:15. Big Fatty! And now I didn't go to sleep at 8:15, but y'all, there's just something that is so relaxing about just crawling under the covers and just exhaling. And, you know, the TV machine was on and all that kind of stuff. And, y'all, I always set the TV machine. It has a little timer on it. Yeah, it'll automatically go off, and I can set it for, you know, anywhere from 5 minutes to 90 minutes. I usually set it for about 90 minutes, and, you know, I'm usually conked out long before it turns off. But anyway, y'all, I fell asleep, and y'all, the nice thing is that it's been relatively cool in the evenings here in Charleston for the past weekend, and y'all, it just makes for a nicer sleeping experience for Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, we love a sleeping experience, and y'all, the interesting thing is, I will go to bed early, and y'all, then I'll wake up totally rested. And then go, okay, now I wonder what time it is. Because, you know, y'all, that is some hamburger steaks. Yes, McFaddy. And it's, y'all, when I woke up Friday morning, I was totally rested and everything. Y'all, it was 1:15 a.m. in the morning. Ready? So, y'all, I had a whole nother full night's sleep ahead of me. And, y'all, I looked at the Twitty a little bit, and I checked the dental assistant, the grin doctor. Yes, McReady. And, y'all, then I rolled back over, and I went to sleep. And, y'all, the alarm woke me up at 6:10 a.m. in the morning. Yes, McReady. And, y'all, it was just lovely. The only problem was that on a Friday, y'all, it was cold and overcast, and y'all, I just wanted to stay in the bed. Because, you know, it's no better sleeping time than when it is cold and overcast and a threat of rain. Yes, McReady, you could just feel it in your bones. And but anyway, got up and went into the coal mine on Friday. And y'all, it was a pretty good day in the coal mine. Can't say that anything terribly exciting was going on, but, you know, anyway, and y'all came home that evening, and I, what did I fix me for supper? Big Fatty, we don't remember. Oh, y'all, I had the last of that poke, and cone on the cob, that I'd cooked last weekend, on Sunday. I had the last of it. Big Fatty, you're pushing the limits on leftovers. It's true, but I fixed so much, you know, and y'all, as bad as my cooking is, having leftovers a few days too, late, they're not going to kill me anymore. But y'all, they almost did kill me on Friday night, cause y'all, I ate it, and, I got a piece of the poke that about halfway in and halfway out in my throat. And y'all, I swear, I thought I was going to have to, Big Fatty, I thought I was going to have to give you the Heimlich move. No, not Heimlich, Heimlich. Oh, well, no, next time I'll do it. I just didn't want to lick your hiney, Big Fatty. anyway, and y'all, I was kind of gasping for air, and y'all, I was here all by myself, and yeah, I didn't have on my medical alert bracelet or anything, and y'all, finally, I was able to clear the airway, and I drank something, but y'all, I just kept coughing, but anyway, everything was just fine. Big Fatty, we had all hoped it would end differently, but it didn't. Y'all, anyway, y'all, the big news on for right day was y'all, the old gal told us about her cruise of a lifetime with that Lucille McGillicuddy, and y'all, it sounded like it was a big fatty. All she did was get to the baggage claim down in the Miami. She hadn't even gotten on the boat. Well, you know, we don't like that devil. I'll take care of it. Y'all go away. I'll take care of it, okay? Hello?
It's me, Larry. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Listen, Big Fatty, it's Saturday afternoon. I'm in a rush. You haven't called me back. I'm on my way to the Bonds East, as you call it, to the Publix. I'm getting the we'll call it the pre-dinner appetizer for Adam and Daniel's visit. And I was wondering, you never gave me an answer. Is it watermelon, cantaloupe, honeydew combination? I was thinking of cutting a watermelon like they used to do here in the South by cutting some chunks out and making it look like a basket and then scooping the melon out and then filling it back up with melon balls. Anyway, I don't know why the melon is coming to mind, but I figured why not? It's healthy because everyone's on a diet, it sounds like, from their little shoe. So that way they can eat something healthy before we take them out to have the... I thought we might have some sort of tripe soup at the Vietnamese or something. I feel like Adam would love that. So anyway... just let me know. I know you're very busy. Okay, bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all. That, of course, is old Vader. And Vader, thank you so much for the call. And I'm sorry I didn't get back to you on that. But, you know, I can't remember. I've never seen the video. So I'm not sure what the melon of choice is. But I'm sure if you just cut a pencil size a hole in the melon and put a straw through it, I'm sure that'll be big enough. I mean, that'll be just fine for whatever. But anyway, y'all getting back to the weekend, y'all on a Friday night, y'all. I was watching that what do you call it, the big run, and y'all that queer boy and his mother, y'all, they are it's pure dumb luck is all I gotta say, because y'all, he is awful. Awful. And y'all, they were saved again by a non-elimination leg of the race. B, Fatty, you don't know anything about non-elimination.
It's Fatty's colon content report. It's Fatty's colon content report. Come on, Big Fatty, and tell us about the size, color, and general nature of the shit in your large intestine. Because there's virtually nothing else we don't know about you. It's Fatty's colon content report. Tell us about your shit.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That, of course, is old Digger.
Christ, oh. I've got to find some kind of way to stay busy.
Oh, well, Digger.
Bag of groceries that needs delivering. And maybe taxi that needs driving.
Take the old gal food.
Unbelievable.
Okay, y'all, that is Digger. And Digger, thank you so much for the new colonic content. Jingle, bumper, and y'all, I am pleased to say that everything in on the colon report this week is, y'all, we're back to normal, and y'all, I've got to say, Sunday morning there was a discharge. Y'all almost had to call people in from the Guinness to the world record. Beep, Fatty, you vulgar. Anyway, back to the weekend, y'all, on Saturday, I finished talking about the big run. So y'all, I was up well past 9 o'clock on Friday night. So, anyway, y'all, Saturday, I spent most of the day, cleaning. You know, I did a lot of the dusting and all, the weekend before. And, y'all, I was basically, doing bathrooms and floors, on Saturday. And y'all, I got the villager smells lovely, Big Fatty, despite your colon. Y'all, then on Saturday afternoon, I decided that Moose P had posted that he was having some sort of kale solid or something like that, but what he really wanted was a cheeseburger. And y'all, Big Fatty had taken out some ground beef, and y'all, I went out on the grill and threw some small little slider size hamburger patties on there and cooked them up. And y'all, had a couple of biscuits left over, and I toasted them on the grill and made little sliders. And y'all, it was absolutely delicious. Absolutely delicious. And then Saturday night, I was a little gassy, but was on that Stick It With a Poke little show. I'm trying to think who all was on there. We had who do we have on there? We had Big Fatty. We don't remember. Well, it was Jim was not there. He's at the Horror Hotel. It was me and Gavin. Blind Guy Jay was there, and Jimmy Bayer, and David that Blue Jeans guy. It seems like there was somebody else that was there too. But y'all, if you haven't heard it, here's the highlight of that show.
Yeah. Come on, give me that ass. Yeah. You like that ass?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That would be a really awesome soundbite.
Big Fat Ass sounds like Tuesday in the Villa. It does, but. But y'all, after that, went out to the connections and met Durwood and our friend Bill and Granny. We were all out there, and y'all, a friend of ours that we hadn't seen in forever. He walked in the bar, and we went, "Oh, he's good, he's cute." And we all of a sudden we went, "Wait a minute, that's Larry." Y'all, Larry had evidently moved away from Charleston and was back in town for a funeral, and y'all, we just had a lovely visit with him, and it's just lovely. Y'all, the bad news is our Jeffrey of a bartender has decided to move on to bigger and better things, so we don't have him anymore. So we'll see who will be next on the list that we can run off. What do you mean? Who can Granny can run off? Well, that too. And then Sunday, y'all, it was a quiet morning. I had my coffee, and we've already had the colon report. And y'all, I'm now washing clothes, washing the bed sheets on my bed, already clean sheets on the Vista bed, but y'all, I would say I'm washing my underpants, but as we all know, I don't wear underpants. Y'all, I went on a nipple walk on Saturday, and y'all, it was absolutely gorgeous out there, and so that was the weekend. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, in addition to today being the day your taxes are due in the U.S. of A., y'all, it is a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you hear him call into the BFO from time to time, and many of you met him out there at the Pride 48 in Lost Wages. But y'all, you normally hear him over there at the Lotsel. Y'all, he's recently moved from the Bay Area. So nice to name you twice. Up to the Oregon, and y'all, it is none other than that Peter G. Big Ready. We love Peter G. It's true, we do love Peter G. And so y'all, if you see Peter G. on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old martini or a glass of wine to go with his cake. Happy birthday! Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, Big Fatty's taking the day off today to show old Crooked Hat and Daniel Biba around Charleston. And so y'all, we'll probably have plenty to report on Tamari's little show, y'all, at the beginning. At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Lotsel. And they were talking about being frozen. It was a Walt Disney moment. They were being frozen for 200 years or something. I don't know what it was all about. But Peter G., when you listen to the BFO, what's in the back of your mind as you listen each day?
And if I don't like it, I could just kill myself.
Oh, Big Fatty, let's draw a warm bath and get the razor wet ready.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.